Well, Doug, you had an opportunity to be in Columbus for a rural investment roundtable. What was this event all about?
Yeah, I'm in Columbus at the North Market today, actually, talking about investment opportunities in rural places and making sure that small businesses and entrepreneurs in rural Ohio have an opportunity to access the capital that they need to realize those opportunities. This is it's an effort born out of the White House Rural Council, which was created by President Obama last year, and is focusing on the federal effort for agencies to work more closely together to make sure that we get better results for people in rural America. So the roundtable today was hosted by the Small Business Administration, as well as the U.S. Department of Agriculture Rural Development. We've been working much more closely with SBA to make sure that we coordinate more effectively, so that if there's someone who walks in our door at USDA who we can't help, but we think that the Small Business Administration might be able to help, we make sure we make that handoff. You know, simple things like that. The roundtable today featured a number of small and mid-sized banks from across the state, venture funds, angel investors, and what we were talking about is the great opportunities in rural Ohio, whether that's in local and regional food systems, in production agriculture, in advanced manufacturing, in energy, so many things, bioproducts, obviously. Ohio continues to be a leader in that growing field. So it was a great meeting. I think we made some connections. We learned some things as a federal family, listening to the small businesses here in Ohio that I think are going to help us do a better job in Washington, D.C.
And Doug, let me ask, what do you feel was the most encouraging thing to come out of this rural investment roundtable?
I think there were actually a number of encouraging things. You know, in many ways, the rural parts of this country have led the economy out of the recession. Certainly, many of the important indicators from the production agriculture sector, the record net income of $100 billion last year, record exports of $137 billion last year, all testament to the effectiveness and really the wisdom of those in the production ag sector to invest in infrastructure, to invest in research and development, and to invest in systems to make sure that they're the most productive and efficient that they can be. You know, we learned about things. The thing probably really sticking in my mind is the efforts in Southeast Ohio around really building a strong entrepreneurial ecosystem, making sure that all of those pieces of the puzzle that are needed for entrepreneurs to thrive, not only access to capital, but the business, you know, the business know-how, making sure that people understand, you know, what it really takes to survive as a small business, and building those networks, mentorship, and really in even the philanthropic community, making sure that they're at the table. So many times, you know, folks talk about Appalachian America, whether Ohio or not, and not necessarily in a positive way. But today, and this isn't the first time I've heard it from Southeast Ohio, learned about a number of great things happening down there in the small business sector.
Doug, of the folks that you had an opportunity to hear from during the roundtable, where does it seem that the greatest need for investment dollars are at?
I think the greatest need is in the small business sector, small entrepreneurs who have been successful, and you know they might have 10 or 15 employees. And whether that's in advanced manufacturing and the service sector, but for those who want to take it to the next level, those who, you know, need to be capitalized over, you know, maybe $2 million or something like that, that was a recurring theme that trying to get to that next step, you know, community banks, farm credit institutions, they do a great job at that entry level scale, at that, you know, truly small business. But there's some concern about how do you get to that next phase so that you can really create jobs for not just, you know, 5 or 10 families in your community, but for dozens of families in your community. And there were some solutions around the table, talking about how to meet that challenge. I mean, there are people, in Cincinnati and Cleveland and Columbus and, across the Midwest who have the capacity, and the interest to do just that type of financing. And we were able to make some of those connections today.
So for those rural small businesses that could maybe benefit in some way, what's the best way for them to go about learning more or to take that first step?
Yeah, well, I'll mention two things, three things actually. Both the Small Business Administration, the Columbus Regional Office, were represented here, as well as the State Rural Development Office here in Columbus, and we have 5 offices across the state. So, you know, to begin to make those connections, really invite people to reach out and, you know, to give a call, email, or stop by in person and talk to folks at USDA or SBA. I think one of the products of the meeting today, and it was suggested by a number of the participants, is the need for these different types of financing entities to come together and share information. And it was volunteered, and USDA volunteered to be one of the kind of the anchor institutions to support a day-long or 2-day conference to talk about, you know, these different types of financing tools. It's, you know, things in Ohio, I think, is just such a great example of the exciting things that are happening in rural places. Obviously, the energy sector, whether that's shale, renewable energy, biofuels, and bioproducts, which is part of that supply chain, and then, of course, the great things that are happening in production agriculture and the intense interest in local and regional food. I'm standing here in the North Market right now in Columbus, and the executive director was telling us about some of the examples of what started out as truly one-person businesses that were incubated right here at the North Market that are now premier, food companies that are known across the country. So there's a lot of exciting things happening in Ohio.
Just one other thing, Doug. For you, as the Deputy Undersecretary of USDA Rural Development, what is your takeaway from this Rural Investment Roundtable today?
Well, I think the takeaway has to be that that there are solutions to some of the challenges. There was a lot of optimism around the table on what's happening in rural Ohio. And it's a matter of making sure that that we make those right connections. Another takeaway was that the federal government needs to be a better partner. It needs to work smarter with the private sector, and that's something that's precisely what the White House Rural Council is designed to do, is to make sure that the federal agencies do things that make sense to the businesses in rural America. So it was a very good meeting. Ohio is always a great place to come to learn about some best practices and to learn about some new opportunities in rural America.
Will you be holding other roundtables around the country?
This is the 5th of 6 across the country. We've had them from Fresno, California. We're going to have one in Syracuse, New York. We've had them in Colorado and, throughout the country. So we wanted to make sure we picked Ohio. It's such a great place to come because of and Dave, I think you and I have talked about this before, the diversity, and not just the economy in general, but in particular in the rural economy. Ohio has the western part of the state is so much, you know, part of the economy of the Corn Belt, and then southeastern Ohio has, its, you know, a history of coal and hardwoods, and now evolving into an entrepreneurial and shale in Northeast Ohio, utilizing the value added from its history as an oil producer with its polymers and now bioproducts. It's, you know, Ohio is a great place to come and learn these lessons because so many different things are happening here. So it was good to be here today.